them, and they picked up 4 ducks. Now I'm just shot with a 6-shooter time two out through there.
Hmm.
Just so many of them they couldn't keep them hitting them.
Uh-huh. My goodness. I don't have that trouble when I go duck hunting.
Well, they don't come in here like they used to. Back when we raised high gear and Capricorn and Isle of May. Well, and before that, they'd come in the wintertime. Mm. I mean, there'd be maybe 1,000, 2,000 ducks down there. I expect there'd been 5,000, 10,000 ducks there.
You just get tired of eating duck, huh?
Well, way back there in Indian Territory town, there wasn't nobody hunting much. And you'd hear them old ducks squall, and drop their wings at night, and the geese. Mm. There'd be a lot of geese in there.
Did you eat many of them?
Hardly ever.
Didn't taste good, huh?
I'll kill a few of them, uh-huh. But hardly ever.
It doesn't take many to get you full of duck or geese, does it?
Well, country people don't hunt like town people.
Yeah, we don't have the time.
No. They're used to it and don't pay much attention to it. I'd have some friends come out there and hunt, maybe stay at camp down there, tent, stay a week.
Hmm. You just go crazy about it, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah. But the people's getting away from that a lot, you know. They've got so many other things.
Yeah. Television.
We used to cook, kill a lot of plover when they'd come through.
Hmm.
You see, they go, let me see now, they go north in the spring,
mm-hmm.
and back in August, that's when we used to do a lot of thrashing when we had grain,
mm-hmm.
and we'd be hauling it to Rhine, going to Anglin, where we lived, to Rhine,
mm-hmm.
and that big old plug would be sitting out there sometimes close to me at that door.
Hmm.
Just thick everywhere around. Wasn't many people killing them then, don't you see?
Were they good to eat?
Yeah, that's good to eat.
Better than duck?
Yeah, I like them a lot better than duck.
Hmm.
I like quail better than anything.
Yeah.
Plover and that.
Quail's hard to beat.
Yeah. Those plover, whenever they get fat, they're good eating. They're not good when they're poor.
Hmm.
And if it'll rain, I say in August, they'll go down and get a lot of those earthworms and grasshoppers and things that in a week they're fat.
Hmm.
I'd kill them and they'd hit the ground. They'd be flying, kill them, they'd hit the ground, that grease would pop out of them, you know.
Hmm.
Be so fat.
My goodness. What'd you shoot them with?
Oh, we'd eat them.
Shoot them with a rifle, a pistol, a shotgun?
No, shotgun. They're hard to hit. Some people kill them on target. They're hard to hit on target. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there wasn't nothing for us to go out. I had my daddy-in-law and my brother, 40, 50, just go along in the buggy, and we wouldn't shoot at just one. We'd wait and just step out of the buggy and get 2 or 3 lined up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Kill them. Just cut them down just like mowing grass.
Well, you were harvesting your crop.
Yeah.
What are some of the streams around here called?
Streams?
Yeah.
This is Beaver Creek right here.
Does that come from up by the Kansas line?
No, that heads up around Lawton back in there.
Uh-huh.
And Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
And one creek comes in right back up there. Cow Creek comes down from Addington and Comanche and back down here.
Mm-hmm.